We're doing our classes on learning how to lean, and we have short classes once a week. The goal is that if you follow, practice, and participate, then by then you should know how to lean. Now, our tradition is that when the Torah was given at Sinai, it was given with cantillation, with notes of singing. That cantillation was forgotten and reinstituted by Ezra Sofer, Ezra the scribe. Now, the fact that we have a tradition as to the tunes doesn't mean that we have a tradition to the signs of what which sign represents which tune. That's a different point. But the tunes we have on tradition, and we have tunes for all the books of Tanakh. There's one set of tunes for Torah. There's another set of tunes for Nevi'im and most of Ketuvim. There's another set of tunes for Tehillim, Mishlei, and Iyov. Those are called Ta'amei Emet. They have their own set of tunes. There's a fourth set of tunes for Song of Songs, Ecclesiastes. They have their own tune. Shir Shirim and Koheles, and Ruth, those three Megillot. Megillas Eicha has a fifth set of tunes, and Megillas Esther has a sixth set of tunes. Now, once you got one, the other four are easy. The only one that's really different than the first five is Ta'amei Emet, Tehillim, Mishnah, and Iyov. But all other four are pretty easy. They're offshoots of the one. Once you know how to read in Torah, learning how to read the Navi is easy. You just change the tone a little bit, you'll catch on. It's pretty easy. Learning how to lane Shir Shirim and Koheles is easy. Then learning how to lane Eicha is easy. Esther takes a drop more investment, but learning almost everything is easy once you've learned Torah. The only one that you have to learn from scratch is Ta'amei Emet, Tehillim, Mishnah, and Iyov. And even there, once you know the rules of laning in the Torah, so it's much easier to learn to lane Ta'amei Emet. Most people don't have tradition on Ta'amei Emet. After many years of research, I found a place to learn, the Chalabi tribe, the Chalabi Jews from Chalab. They have a tradition on how to read Ta'amei Emet, so I learned it on a tape from someone who learned it from them. So that, Bezat Shem, if you want, maybe we'll find time to do. But our focus now is learning how to lean in the Torah. In the Torah and in prophets, everything we're going to discuss is a universal rule for everything other than Ta'amei Emet. Ta'amei Emet have their own set of rules. But all the rules we're going to discuss, in general, apply to Torah and Nevi'im and Ketuvim, everything but Ta'amei Emet. Yes?
Who's
Chalab is in Syria. So there's from an area of Syria. The general rule is, the major pause when we read is a Sof Pasuk. When we conclude a Pasuk, that is the major pause. That's the end of a sentence, really. The conclusion of a Pasuk. The next major pause is an Etnachta. Etnachta is a pause, and it looks like this. It looks like a bow.
Yeah, like a
facing upwards. Very good. Like a bow facing upwards. So the most major pause is a Sof Pasuk, the conclusion of a Pasuk, and the next major pause is in Etnachta. Now, Etnachta looks something like this, like an upside down bow, a bow lying on the floor. Sof Pasuk, so you know we have two dots at the end of the Pasuk, but you will also notice that there's a little line under the word, and that line tells us where we stress, which syllable we stress. And this is the rule in general. The Tamim not only tell us the tune and where to pause in the psukim, but the Ta'amim also tell us which syllable gets stressed. In all of Tanakh, other than Ta'amei Emet, and even in some of the Ta'amim of Ta'amei Emet, the rule is that the syllable under which we have the Ta'am is the syllable that we stress. Now, we will have to discuss exceptions to that later on, but that's the general rule. So, let's open our Chumashim to at the beginning. We'll start with Bereshit. Okay, so we're in Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 1. Okay. Who knows where that Nachta is?
Elohim.
Under which word? Elohim, right? And where's the Sof Pasuk?
Haaretz.
Under which letter of Haaretz?
Aleph.
The Aleph. Haaretz. Sof Pasuk is pronounced like ku ku fu u Sof Pasuk. Sof Pasuk. Join me. Sof Pasuk. Sof Pasuk. Sof Pasuk. Haaretz. 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 Sof Pasuk. 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 End of a pasuk. End of a pasuk. Sof Pasuk. Sof Pasuk. Haaretz. Haaretz. Let's open up to the parasha of Shema. Let's open up to Beit Hanan, the book of Devarim. We're opening up to the parasha of Shema. We always try to work around the parasha of Shema. Just that's the parasha you guys should know the lane anyways.
What's the name of
the parasha? Parashat Beit Hanan, the book of Devarim, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. Now, net nachta is just red. Et nachta, et nachta, et nachta, et nachta. Et nachta literally means come to rest. Suppose. Suppose in the middle of the pasuk. Et nachta. Okay, so if we begin, Yisrael, that's our et nachta, Yisrael, echad, sof pasuk, echad, echad, sof pasuk. Echad, echad, echad. Let's go on to the next pasuk. Uvchol me'odecha, uvchol me'odecha, uvchol me'odecha, uvchol me'odecha. Notice how the uvchol is swallowed. Yes.
Do I have to read Shema
all
these things as well?
You should. You should read Shema this way, yeah. Once you learn how, you should, yeah.
Rabbi Moshe, for me.
We're holding in Deuteronomy, Devarim, the 6th chapter, and we went on to the 5th verse. So let's go through the psukim, reading the last word, and notice where to stress the syllable. Now notice on Uvchol Meodecha, under Uvchol you have nothing, but you have a meteg, that's that line connecting Uvchol to Meodecha, which means it is read like one word. Because you have that line connecting, that line is called a meteg, so the two words are read as one word. Now, ordinarily, meteg. In Hebrew, one of the vowels we have is a shivat, under the vase, under Meodecha, right? You have a shva. Now sometimes the shva is pronounced shiva, and sometimes it's swallowed, shva. Sometimes it's shiva, and sometimes it's shva. What's the difference? So we have rules that define when it is a shiva na, when it is a shiva that moves, when it's a vowel that is stressed, shiva, and when it is swallowed, when it is shiva na, when it is resting, like shva. The first rule you have to know is when it is the first syllable in the word, when the first syllable has a shema under it, then it is a shiva na, then it is mu, like me'odecha. It's not modecha, it's me'odecha. The second it is on the first syllable, it is a shiva na, it is a shiva that moves. Under the first syllable. So that's the first rule. A shiva under the first syllable is always going to be a shiva na. So if we had Shema, people who say Shema, that's wrong. It's Shema, Shema, Shema. The Shin is a Shiva, and it is under the first syllable. So therefore, it is Shema. It's not Shema. Yeah. Don't know. So Shema, ve'ahavta. Bechol levavecha, meodecha. Now, if it would say bechol meodecha, then it would be Bechol, because it is not the first syllable, and there's no dot, it is a base, so it is read Uvchol. The Sheva is Sheva Nach. It's not Uvechol, but rather Uvchol Meodecha. Uvchol Meodecha. We do not make the Sheva Sheva Nach. So Uvchol Meodecha, 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 Sof Pasuk, Sof Pasuk, Sof Pasuk, Sof Pasuk, Sof Pasuk. Let's go on to the next Pasuk. Al Levavecha, 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 Al Levavecha. Now you'll notice that Al Levavecha, the Al, ends with a Lamed, Levavecha begins with a Lamed. We just learned today in our Ein Yaakov class that if one is careful to read each syllable in Shema, they will make perdition cooler for him. Notice it's assumed we're all getting there at some point. But they'll make it cooler for us. So here's an example of that. Do you read it as one word, Al Levavecha?
No.
Or do you make a point of stressing that there are two lamins? Al levavecha, al levavecha. All you have to do is detach your tongue from the palate. It could take a half of a second. It doesn't matter. Al levavecha, al levavecha, al levavecha. Just make sure it's two lamins. Yeah.
Some of the notes said so far have been different to what I've been taught. Which style are we being taught? Which tradition?
I'm going with Ashkenazi tradition.
Is it changed with countries or synagogues?
There are slight nuances, there are slight changes between Ashkenazi German, Ashkenazi European. I'm teaching what's generally Ashkenazi. Of course, if I were teaching the more Yekish tradition, it would be slightly different.
Are we talking about pronunciation or the tunes?
The tunes. The tunes. Tunes are slightly different depending on where you're from. If it's Sephardi, then it's more different, but still, it's very similar. Once you know one, you'll have an easier time learning the other. Much easier. Let's go through Shema, just reading the Sof Pasuk. Slowly. Echad. Pasuk Hey. Ubchol Meodecha. Pasuk Vav. Al Levavecha. Zayin. Uvkumecha. Notice the vase is a shva nach. It's not uvekumecha, but it's uvkumecha. Pasuk chet, einecha, uvishtarecha. Excellent. So you guys learned your first drop. Sof pasuk. Sof pasuk. Sof pasuk. Sof pasuk. Sof pasuk. Sof pasuk.